voice of Maggie Rose. That is the title track off of her new album, No One Gets Out Alive. Rolling Stone has labeled it as one of the best albums of 2024 so far. Maggie Rose, how are you?
I'm great. So good to hear your voice.
I'm very happy to hear your voice. So Maggie and I first met, I don't even know how many years ago. You were coming to country radio stations. Everybody was taken with your voice and your beauty and your ability to write and perform. And yet, I remember Tom Moran would just come through all the time. A record guy who
I
we
love
lost
Tom
this
Moran, year. Our Chicago boy.
I know. And so it just didn't happen. And in 2018, you said the hell with it and you did your own thing. And that's been the best thing you've ever done for your career, right?
I think so. I think anytime a musician decides to, or an artist decides to do it their own way, it's exciting to watch.
And then you do it your own way, especially with this album. When you did the album, you didn't have a label. Like, no one was there to back you up, to financially support it, to say they would distribute it. They would have distribution rights to it or anything, right? You just went out and did it?
Yes, it was, right on the heels of the pandemic, and I wanted to make something beautiful. And I had not yet signed with Big Loud, with whom I released this project. But I think that's what this whole album is about. It's about kind of the urgency of life, and our time is limited. So go for it.
Yeah, yeah. And you did. And that's so funny, because then a Nashville record label, one of the biggest ones that also is the home of Morgan Wallen, decides that, oh my God, this is the best thing. We've got to sign her. We've got to get this album out. People have to hear it. There is some irony in that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it definitely, knowing you for a long time, it kind of thawed some of the iciness I felt towards the industry, just about, expecting the same old thing to happen. And they really surprised me, and they threw all their weight behind this project that was already done. So that was pretty magical.
I know in one of your interviews you said it's almost Adele meets Wilco. Tell me about that.
Yes, you did. You did your homework. I mean, I love Wilco. Has these amazing, unexpected arrangements that kind of blossom at the end of the song. But I love how Adele, most of her songs, you feel like it's just you, a piano, and her voice to introduce a song. And with the subject matter on this record, a lot of it was very personal, so I wanted to have each song originate in that space where I was drawing the listener in and letting them know that what they're about to hear is very personal. But then I had to let this amazing band that I was with gallop and make it really big and cinematic and dramatic.
Maggie just had a sold-out show at The Space in Evanston over the weekend last night. You were at the Grand Ole Opry. And did I read that was your 105th performance there?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, which I cannot believe, because, it's such a long-standing institution in Nashville. But also, I mean, my music wouldn't be characteristically what you would expect from the Grand Ole Opry. But they keep inviting me back, and I think they're trying to include all of what Nashville has to offer, which has evolved a lot over the years.
This is artist Maggie Rose. Her latest album is No One Gets Out Alive. You can follow her on social media. I am Maggie Rose. Rolling Stone released their review. They said Maggie Rose cements her country soul reinvention on No One Gets Out Alive. After more than a decade of submitting herself to the Nashville machine with little to show for it, a powerhouse vocalist makes an album that is more Laurel Canyon than Music Row. Everybody always wants to label you. It's country soul, or it's rock soul, or it's, I think that what you do cannot be compared to anyone else, and that's what makes you a true artist.
Thank you, Lisa. It's also, I think, what has made it kind of hard for people to put their finger on, and that's fine. And we haven't made it super simple for people, but I think those that do come to our show, they end up coming back. Like, we retain those people in a meaningful way. And I think the soul characterization is really just about that connection that we're able to establish with people. So I don't think anyone's inaccurate in their description. I'm just not sure that I've been able to capably, make an elevator pitch for what it is that we do.
Well, there is definitely soul. Your soul just emits through your voice every time you're on stage, and that's why people fall in love with you. Did I read that perhaps you're opening up for Foreigner's Farewell Tour, which would be so odd because you're just at the Grand Ole Opry for the 105th time, and then you're going to be opening up for Foreigner's Farewell Tour?
Yes, and the funny thing is after the Opry, the whole band went to this bar across the street, and there's a jukebox, and we were just playing all Foreigner tunes to get ready for that show. But yeah, I mean, they have so many hits, and I think that's what's been really cool about this journey is we've been able to be on a lot of stages, from the Opry to Bonnaroo to Newport Folk Fest, and the versatility has gotten us in front of a lot of different people, and I hope we can get them all together and one space very soon for our headlining show.
Well, I think that's awesome because it was like seeing Lainey Wilson open for the Stones. You know,
right.
I think people are, our taste is so varied these days because you have access no longer like 30 years ago where people were reliant on radio to be their source of new music. We have access to music all the time at our fingertips, which makes a big difference. So Google Maggie Rose, check out her new album. And when it comes like opening for Foreigner, I want to see you on your headlining tour, and we'll talk about that in a second. But what's your criteria? How do you determine whether you say, yeah, I think I'll open that big tour, or no, that's not really it? Because something tells me money is not the factor for you.
Well, I think it's a challenge to say, okay, this is another space that we can fit ourselves into in a meaningful way. Foreigner is undeniably, you know, one of those great rock bands that they're not going to be around forever. So I want to be a very small part of their story, and it's a huge opportunity. But we kind of have to just do our show too. We don't try to change our set too much for the audience because I want to still remain focused. When we open for Dave Matthews later this summer, like, we're just going to have to kind of do our iteration of the No One Gets Out Alive tour in that space and hope that it resonates.
Holy smokes, you're opening for the Dave Matthews band too.
Yes, I like how I just dropped that in there.
That's so cool. That's what I mean is you can't define what your music is because it's something that everybody loves. That is very cool. Who else would you like to open to for? Like, if you were like, oh my God, if there was one last thing before I was doing before my headlining tour, I would want to open for?
I would love to collaborate with Carole King. She was such a huge musical inspiration for this album. I want to open for the Stones. You mentioned Lainey Wilson. I'd like to do that. I think that would be pretty killer. The crowd would dig it.
Absolutely. And so what about your own headlining tour? When can we see it? When is it happening?
So we were just at Space in Evanston. That was kind of the end of our first leg of the tour, but luckily we are announcing more dates for the fall and winter, and we just announced a bunch of dates for the end of the summer that will carry us into October.
Yeah, I
so
saw
you
that.
You can go to Maggie Rose Music and see okay. our tour date schedule, because we're not leaving anyone out.
Awesome. Yeah, I was planning on late August. I saw you're kind of swinging back through the Midwest about that time. So
yeah, we're doing Minnesota State Fair. We'll be back in Milwaukee and doing a bunch of dates around there as well.
That's awesome. What are we fighting for? I'm telling you what, Maggie, that is a song that I just play for people randomly, like, hey, you want to hear a great song? And I don't know if that song has particular meaning to you, and I can't say that it identifies one moment in my life. It's just such an emotional, powerful song.
Thank you. It's one that I look forward to in the set, and although we're focusing on like a lot of the new album, we want to make sure that we're still playing songs from our previous records. And that one is just one that remains pretty relevant. And I like that it asks the question. I certainly don't have the answers, but we want to provoke the audience to, you know, explore those things. And I think that the band and the dynamics of that song, it gets really intimate and quiet and super explosive. So
yeah.
It takes people on a bit of a journey.
That's kind of who you are.
It.
intimate and quiet, but very explosive. I adore you. I thank you for your time and have a beautiful 4th of July.
Thank you. You too. Really appreciate you. And it was great to talk to you.
That is Maggie Rose. I am Maggie Rose on social media or Maggie Rose Music. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.